Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. From both working full-time jobs after college to getting their feet wet renting a 500-acre farm, making lots of mistakes, Matt and Amanda Geisek have developed a truly diverse family farm. They're one of three finalists in this year's Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest.
The way our duties kind of split up on a day-to-day basis, Amanda takes care of the market and the kitchen and then paperwork, and then I take care of more of the production side on the corn and soybeans, the tobacco, the beef cattle, and then even throughout the summer raising the fruit. Once the fruit's ready to be picked, Amanda kind of takes it over as far as running the picking crew and then getting it to market.
Matt Geisek says in recent years they added an orchard and roadside market to their Shelby County cattle and crop operation. They've come a long way.
I guess we started farming row crops in about 2004, and we had about 60 acres of corn and soybeans. And over the years, we've been able to acquire land, whether it be renting or purchasing, and we're running about 1,500 acres now.
A little over 10 years ago, while still in college, they knew agriculture was their future and took the plunge with a few head of cattle.
Livestock, we started, that's how we started farming in 2002. We bought 10 cows together while we were in college, and now we have about 120 head.
As crop and livestock prices fluctuate, their roadside market, complete with a kitchen and agritourism features, helps level out their income. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo rides into Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th, 7:30 nightly. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Looking for some excitement? Come watch Cowboys Ride and Shoot in the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Contest in Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. It's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo.
Shelby County young farmer Matt Geisek says he was impressed with the diverse backgrounds of the judges when they made their on-farm visit recently. He thinks maybe they were impressed by his and Amanda's diversity as well.
It keeps us busy. Guys at workforce, they say you never know what you're going to do when you come to work, because as diverse of an operation as we are, there's always something to be doing.
As mentioned earlier, Amanda oversees the roadside market operation, helping Matt with his chores as needed, and for all operations, she's the one checking that bottom line.
She does all the record keeping. She uses QuickBooks, and she does a very good job of keeping all of our different enterprises separate, so we're able to tell what's making money, what's not making money, and where we need to make changes in the future.
Matt and Amanda have one son and one daughter. Announcement of this year's winning Outstanding Young Farm Family will be December 2nd. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.